Mama Rabash.
The Rabash article, when should one use pride in the work?
It
is written, his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord. And in the Mishnah it was said, be very, very humble. Thus, this contradicts what is written, his heart was proud. The Zohar asks, and the Lord appeared unto him by the oaks of Mamre. Why in the oaks of Mamre and not elsewhere? It is because Mamre gave him an advice about the circumcision. When the Creator told Abraham to circumcise himself, Abraham went to consult his friends.
אתה כבר יותר מ-90 שנה, ואתה תצייר את עצמך. אמר לו ממרא, זכור את היום שהשליחו הכסדים אותך בחבשן האש, ואותו הרעב שעבר על העולם, ואת אלו המלאכים שרדפו אנשיך אחריהם, והקיטה אותם, והקדוש ברוך הוא, הצילך מכולם. קום, עשה מצוות ריבונך. אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, ממרא, אתה נתת לו עצה על המילה חייך. איני מתגלה עליו, אלא בהיכל שלך. בדבר זה קשה להבין. אם הקדוש ברוך הוא ציווה לו שימול את עצמו, אז הולך לשאול את חבריו.
הנר told him.
כדאי לשמוע בכל השם. וכי חס ושלום.
Now you should ask whether you should hear the Creator.
היה חס ושלום.
And in Mamre it would be said elsewhere. He would say, be advised by Mamre and not the Lord. Is it possible to say so? It's also difficult to understand that Mamre told him that it's worthwhile to listen to the Creator, for He will save you just as He saved you from the furnace of fire. Meaning the foundation upon which Mamre told him to listen to the Lord was because He will save you, just as He saved you from the fire. Hence you need to hear. It's the same thing where our sages said, Terach died in the presence of his father. During his father's life, some say that because of him, his father died. When Terach complained to Nimrod about his son, Abram, about the breaking of his statues and throwing them into the furnace, Haran sat and said to himself, if Abram wins, I am with him. If Nimrod wins, I am with him. When Abraham was saved, they said to Haran, who are you with? Haran replied, I am with Abram. They threw him into the furnace, and he burned. Of circumcision. Therefore, it is a completely different matter here. According to the above, we see that there are two states in the work. One, faith. Two, Torah. In the state of faith, it cannot be said that he is lowly, and therefore cannot observe the commandment of sanctifying the Creator, which is done by the general public in Israel. Even among common people, that we hear that they died for the sanctification of the Creator. Therefore, when a person begins the work of the Creator on the path of truth, he must take upon himself the burden of faith above reason. Even though all the nations of the world in his body laugh at him. he must sanctify the Creator before the Gentiles in his body and say that he believes in the Creator and wants to serve him with all his heart and soul. And even though they disagree with him, he can say that he takes upon himself to love the Creator. Even if he has no feeling when he utters it, a person should not be impressed with the organs disagreeing with his view. He does what he can do. That is, in speech and action, he can do this by coercion. And although he feels nothing in it, he is still doing an awakening from below. It was said about this, and I will bless you in all that you will do. That is, the Creator will later send him blessing on what he does. Although after the overcoming, he does not see that he received any blessing, meaning he does not feel any nearing to the Creator more than he was prior to the overcoming. So the body asks the person, you told me that if you overcome your mind and reason, the Creator would give you blessing. Meaning that by this you will feel the importance of spirituality. But you see that you are in the same state as before the work, when you exerted to do things by coercion. To this comes the answer. If I felt the blessing instantaneously, then I would have done it in order to receive reward. This is similar to Haran, who said, if I see that Abraham was saved from the furnace, I am with him. Here too, when he says, I am willing to bow myself and do good deeds against the body's will, but on condition that afterwards I will get a good feeling, how worthwhile it is to serve the Creator in order to receive reward, meaning a good feeling. Hence, if a person wants to receive reward immediately after the work by coercion, it is as though he began with the coercion so that afterward he would not have to work by coercion. It follows that when accepting the faith, he sets conditions. But the faith of acceptance of the kingdom of heaven must be unconditional surrender. For this reason, where faith is concerned, it cannot be said that a person feels that he is too lowly, that it is not for him to assume the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Also, a person should not say, now I am not in the mood for this. I will wait for when I am in a better mood, and then I'll try to take upon myself the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Rather, this duty lies with every person to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven at any place, at any time. Conversely, when speaking of the Torah, this is the time when one should feel one's lowliness. Since our sages said, it is forbidden to teach Torah to idol worshippers, but only to Israel.
אז הוא צריך מקודם לראות.
He should therefore first see if he is truly regarded as Israel. This means that he should see whether he is worthy of learning Torah. If he sees that he is still unworthy, he must try to be worthy. And then he will be able to learn Torah. What is the way by which one should qualify himself to be worthy? The way is, as our sages said, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination. I have created the Torah as a spice. In other words, a person should learn Torah first, so the Torah will lead him into being regarded as Israel. When he has the quality of Israel, he will ascend in degree to learn Torah, which is then called the Torah of the Creator as in the names of the Creator. Before he is rewarded with being Israel, he must try to engage in Torah and mitzvot, so it will make him become Israel. Then is the time to come to wholeness, called the purpose of creation, which is to do good to his creations. However, when he engages in Torah and mitzvot, since a person must walk on two lines, right and left, meaning a time of wholeness and a time of lack, on one hand, we must thank the Creator, and one who feels he has received a lot of good from the Creator is more capable of giving more gratitude. So when a person engages in Torah and mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness, as though the Creator has brought him close to be among the king's servants. However, one must lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the king when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how can he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and mitzvot, and has also given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. At that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him, guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe, as much as he can understand, that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself receives the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. And this is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing he can do, he must do, as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself, he is rewarded with greater nearing. Meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer. It is as Baal HaSulam said, that when a person is happy, when he feels that he is privileged, that he has some grip on spirituality, that person is called blessed. And the blessed clings to the blessed. That is, the person begins to feel that the Creator is blessing him now, and he feels no lack at all. However, this is so specifically when he engages in Torah and mitzvot. Yet one must dedicate a little bit of his time to work on the left time, on the left line, as this gives him room to pray for the lacks in him. It is needed that during the wholeness, when a person is grateful to the Creator for bringing him a little closer, this is the time to receive the filling for his lacks, which he felt while working in the manner of the left. It follows that the answer to his prayers is to the prayer is not when he prays, since then he is in a state of cursed, meaning deficient. And the complete does not connect to the deficient. Rather, when a person feels whole, not because he knows that he has wholeness, but because he feels himself as lowly and regards whatever grip he has on spirituality as a great fortune, from this, he derives wholeness and says that he is not even worthy of this. This is the time when he can receive the filling for what he felt while he was working in the manner of the left. Now we can understand what we asked. Why, on one hand, they said, be very, very humble. And on the other hand, it is written, and his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord, as they are two opposites on the same topic. The answer is that they are two opposites on the same topic, but in two times. In other words, when he engages in the kingdom of heaven to take upon himself faith above reason, when the body disagrees with it and gives him many excuses that now is not the time for this, and brings him evidence from other people who do not pay attention to this work of faith in the Creator above reason, he should say about this, and his heart was proud in the ways of the Lord. He does not look at anyone, but is determined that this is the path of truth, and he should not look at anyone or hear what the body makes him understand. Go and look at reputable people who understand what is the work of the Creator. It is about this that they said, and his heart was proud, to be proud that he understands better than everyone. But when he engages in Torah and Mitzvot and sees that he has no idea what he is learning or what he is praying, at that time, he must not be proud and say that if he does not understand, what should he look at the books in vain? If he does not understand the matters of Torah and Mitzvot, at that time he should be in lowliness. As our sages said, be very, very humble. In other words, a person should be in lowliness and say that he is happy with whatever grip he has, since he sees how many people do not have any grip on spirituality. Therefore, here, he needs to feel that he is not worthy of anything and be happy. He has to lower himself. There are many things there, but really the concentration of what's written there, of what the conditions are, really that he even has a right to study Torah, that he's worthy of studying Torah. When?
What does
it
say?
Maybe the reader can pass this, read this part? Or?
We're
going to find, and what is the advice for a person to qualify himself to be worthy? The advice for this, as our sages said, the Creator said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created the Torah as a spice. In other words, a person should learn Torah first, so the Torah will lead him into being regarded as Israel. When he has the quality of Israel, he will ascend in degree to learn Torah, which is then called the Torah of the Creator as the name, as in the names of the Creator. Before he is rewarded with being Israel, he must try to engage in Torah and mitzvot, so it will make him become Israel.
Ken.
So when is that stage that he'll become worthy? That's what I heard. We're all hearing what Dudi read, but when, how, what line, what sentence do you put a line on it and to say, okay, this is the point where he's worthy to study Torah, and until here, he's not worthy to study Torah.
Clear to you from here or not?
Me personally, if you ask me, probably, I don't know. As usual, I say you have to connect between the tens.
So that's what he decided, but based on what does he decide?
That I don't know. From the troubles he had, maybe? Running away from the blows that he has, maybe.
We see from here that he probably wants to be in the quality of Israel, and that's why he's worthy of studying Torah. But this is his deficiency.
Right, that's we have to have that deficiency. And he says, and he asks, he writes here a lot about this. What does it mean that a person needs to be, what does it mean that a person needs to be in lowliness? What is this lowliness that he has to be in?
Lowliness means that he is lower than everyone.
Does he lower himself before everyone?
Let's see.
What does that give?
Because that is truly his state. Except his pride doesn't let him do it. But basically, he has to overcome and lower himself to a state that he thinks he deserves.
So I have a question. In the tent, we're sitting in our tent. I'm looking at this practically. I need to be lowly before my friends in order to advance?
In the ten, each one on his own needs to make himself lowly. But when they're all together, he has to make himself equal to everyone.
Again, I didn't understand. What does it mean? In the ten, yes, and outside the ten, no. I didn't get this idea. The sentence.
When I am outside the ten, not physically. Rather, it's about how I feel myself. So, I feel that I'm like everyone. And when we're together, connecting together, I want to feel lower than everyone.
I understand. So what I understood from this, tell me if I'm mistaken, let's say in the society, or even here, let's say, meaning don't stand out in anything, be equal with everyone, yes, correct? Don't be low or too, or this kind of thing. But let's say in the convention, how do you need to behave if you're not in your ten and you're saying behave like everyone? So what does that mean? Let's say there's a convention. What does it mean that we all need to participate like everyone? You're learning different things. You're saying engage in connection and in annulment and help to one friend. What does it mean to be in humbleness and not to stand out in such a convention, let's say, so we'll understand?
You're doing actions that connect you to everyone.
Yes,
Dudy.
What does it mean to go consult with the friends? When, in what states is this right to do this?
When a person examines to what extent he's in agreement with all the qualities that exists in his body, and he's working with them in connection.
To consult the friends is an internal action.
Internal.
What is it exactly?
That I examine whether all my qualities agree with me in what I'm now choosing.
And after I consulted, I see that the qualities don't agree with me.
So I have to work on them, to straighten them.
What are the actual friends inside of me that I'm consulting?
Qualities, thoughts, desires, actions. All that I feel that I activate out of myself.
How do the friends that are within me, how are they connected to my friends in the ten, let's say?
With the friends in the ten, I have to have an open heart and as much as possible be connected to them.
Is there a connection between the friends, the qualities that are inside of me, and the friends of mine that are in the ten? Is there a connection between this and that?
I have to be in connection with both this and that.
Rav, I didn't understand the answer to
Tzvika about when a person needs to be low, small before the friends, and when he needs to be equal before them.
This all depends on the decision of the ten. When the ten is working on all of them connecting, then he has to be like everyone. he has to maybe make himself greater, maybe to put it that way. And B, as everyone else.
That's clear. And when is he smaller?
In all the rest of the states, to begin with, he makes himself the smallest of all. And he's willing to subdue himself towards his friends and without conditions.
What are those states? The only state I heard you saying is that he needs to enter. Let's say he feels far from the ten, that he wants to connect to them. So he kind of like needs to be small in that state in order to be able to come close. And then when he finds that he is part of them, he needs to be equal to them in the work. Is that the meaning?
Yes. You said correctly.
Rav, he writes that when he takes upon himself faith above reason and sees that others are not in this, he needs to be in pride, that he understands that he's more than everyone. He understands more than everyone. What does that pride give him?
What pam?
He writes that he accepts upon himself faith above reason and sees that others are not in this. He needs to be in pride, knowing that he knows more than everyone. What gives the pride there and the ways of the Creator?
What it gives to him? That he will maintain his degree and want to rise higher and higher. That's it, and to save himself from falling.
Does the pride need to be towards the friends in the ten or towards people that are not the Creator's workers?
No, towards the ten. Not with respect to those who are
correct claims. He wants importance. I want to connect the question to what you said to Dudi earlier about the friends inside of a friend. Now, in a person, all kinds of thoughts, desires are going wild inside of me. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't, maybe this path is not right for you, all kinds of things. How does a person even identify the friends with him, the right thoughts that help him advance on the path?
He's with them together, with all the thoughts and desires, and it tears him to pieces.
Exactly, and he needs to take a decision. Now he's working and he sees he's not getting importance for spirituality, just like Rabash writes. And then the advice is to continue to work. But actually, the internal advice that a person gets is something's not okay here. It's very logical, very clear. So how does a person know how to listen to the right thoughts, to the right desires?
From being incorporated with all of the individual thoughts, desires, urges, he needs to choose in what way to go. And then, after scrutinizing, he receives. He takes a decision that is most appropriate to go by faith above reception, to go by way of above reason. This confusion that he goes through is deliberate in order to take him to the right decision with respect to faith above reason. How can we help each other not to get confused in this state? First of all, in the right thought that we all connect to, and that thought becomes stronger and stronger in the group, in the ten. That's basically the thing. And sometimes we can just actually give oral advice.
Thank you. I must say, I simply say this every time because it's just felt this way that sometimes it's enough. One paragraph from an article from Rabash in order to simply revive a person. It's truly a huge privilege that we have to incorporate with these things. Thank you. Or not.
Again?
A person, you know, defines upon himself that he is not worthy, understands he needs to go and learn Torah.
Yes.
That study brings him some form of joy.
Yes.
Joy from what? Joy from the fact that the Creator is caring for him. It's not just joy. It's joy from the Creator tending to him. And that place here, that place where I manage to see that the Creator is caring for me, even though I feel lonely, and it gives me joy, is that called above reason, or is it completely something different?
That too is above reason. Above reason is an ocean of emotions. It's just that you receive them that way.
Next question, when a person feels that joy from the Creator caring for him, is that called the right line? Or is the right line something else?
The right line means that I'm in a state that I was in. In that state, I give an additional labor and I reach the justification of my state. That's called right.
So left and right are actually in a feeling and if a person. A person actually decides if he's in left, if he's in right.
Yes.
It is written, and I have blessed you in all that you shall do. Meaning that the Creator will then send him a blessing for the action he's doing. And although after he overcame, he sees that he did not receive any blessing, that he doesn't feel any nearing to the Creator more than before the overcoming, then you told me that if I will overcome, then the Creator will give you a blessing. And then he writes that the matter of the answering to the prayer is not when he prays, since then he is in a state of cursed, meaning deficient. And then he says, the whole cannot, one is, who is complete cannot connect with one that is deficient, because when a person feels himself whole, it's not because that he knows that he has wholeness, but because he feels himself as lowly. If you can explain this, the wholeness is from a person feeling that he's performing an action, not coming close.
Maybe he's not getting closer, but he's in a deeper truth than before.
That's wholeness.
Yes. possible, yeah.
מהו המצב הזה שאדם נכנס לכבשן האש?
What is that state of entering into the furnace?
What
is that state where a person enters the furnace?
That he sees to what extent the acknowledging the state really burns him.
In Belarus, what does it mean that those spies are going, you know, pecking at my brain and my mind and overcoming them?
Only by connecting to the friends and running to the Creator and wanting to enter Him in every possible way.
Women, Turkey 8, how do we overcome pride when we fall to it? How does a person humiliate himself or lower himself?
I think that looking at the friends is sufficient to let go of the pride and feel how lower than them you are. The Creator gives this to us from above.
And
moreover, man cannot determine that this is his true state, that he is lesser, lower than everyone. Then he has to pray to the Creator to give him this vision.
Because
truly, if he doesn't discover these things correctly, then he's in an illusion and falsehood.
From women, Rehoboth, towards which discernments should we develop pride, and towards which discernments should we develop humbleness?
This is very personal to a person, but let's say when we read together some article, it'll be clear to us where we are with respect to what lowness or pride. It all depends on according to what Rabash tells us and Bala Sulam.
Yeah.
Yes, Momo.
Rav, מה הכוונה שאברהם יוצא חי מכבשן האש?
Rav, what is the meaning that Abraham comes out alive from the furnace?
שההבחנה הזאת שנקרא כבשן האש לא פועלת עליו.
That this discernment called the furnace is not, does not apply to him. Doesn't influence him. It's it used to be so
Shafel.
He used to be so low or lowly that it didn't affect him. That's why he came out unscathed from the furnace.
What is that furnace of fire?
The
furnace of fire is fire of pride. Being prideful, yeah.
Thank you.
בסדר? כן.
תודה. רציתי לשאול לגבי הטקסט.
Thank you. I wanted to ask about the text.
שבבחינת אמונה,
the matter of faith, that in faith we shouldn't say that he is lowly, and therefore he cannot observe the mitzvot of sanctifying the Creator in Israel, even among simple people that we've heard who have sacrificed their soul for devotion of the Creator. What gives a person the ability to devote himself to the Creator?
That he wants to incorporate in the Creator unboundedly. And what guards him is from above. From above he's being protected.
Beseda.
All right. Yeah.
רב, רציתי לשאול, ביחס לאמונה, הוא כותב
פה ask, Rav, in relation to faith, he says that there should be unconditional surrender.
Yes.
So what exactly is this unconditional surrender?
שהוא מוכן ללכת על מה שדורשים לו, ללא תנאים.
Unconditional means without any condition, that he's willing to go for what's demanded of him, without any conditions, whatever he gains or loses or changes.
Because he writes that if a person works in the form of coercion but expects his states to change, it's like he's expecting reward. It's already not considered coercion.
Yes.
So where do you get this ability to work in unconditional surrender?
Unconditional surrender means that you don't demand in exchange for your action anything, nothing. If you demand something, that's already a condition.
So what drives you if you're not demanding anything?
That you want to be similar to the Creator, closer to the Creator.
So you have like some kind of this, you have no desire or expectation from this action?
Nothing.
There, another thing he writes in the, after that, is about some kind of grip onto spirituality. That the more of a person can grip something in spirituality, he, for him it's a great burden. So what does it mean to have a grip on spirituality? How can you define a grip on spirituality?
Depending on what degree he rose to, what state he's in, that's his grip in spirituality. What quality in order to bestow his at? How much does he equalize with the Creator?
But
Baal HaSulam writes there that even if there's just a little of a grip on spirituality, to him it's considered like a great thing. So it's like how to identify that grip onto spirituality, how to define it.
To the extent and according to what you demand for your state.
And this means
that you're willing to stay or be in some state if you have so and so.
And that's considered a grip on spirituality? Is that not expectation for reward?
It is.
Ken.
But isn't a grip on spirituality something you've attained already?
Yes. So if you've attained it and you hold on to it, and it's yours.
Is that something that you're sufficed with or you want more?
No, you settle for it.
So what defines, what decides the measure of grip on spirituality in a person?
To the extent that you demand less.
And from above, it's defined upon you what kind of grip you'll have?
Yes, there aren't so many words here. Yeah.
Rabash Kotev al Achayut shelanu liyot.
Rabash writes about our responsibility of examining oneself for to be on the left line for a little period of time every day. This check is for oneself or the state of the ten?
בדיקה עד כמה שהוא נמצא בתוך הסירייה.
The test is the extent to which No, I didn't get it. Grasp it. Say it again.
When a person feels himself as whole, wholeness, not because he's in wholeness, but he feels how lowly he is and how spirituality is considered as a great fortune, from this he derives wholeness and says that he is not even worthy of this. This is the time when he can receive the filling for what he felt while he was working in the manner of the left.
Yes.
Why does he say that even now that he has a very small grip in spirituality, even that is not worth it?
Because it's not wholeness. He's now in his state because he feels the great fortune.
The fact that he feels that his spirituality is a great fortune, that's not it?
It's not wholeness, it's basically the condition to hold on to the state.
And what does it mean that then he feels what he was doing when he was working in the manner of the left?
As if he now discovers what he wanted to receive when he was in the state of the left. It's not a state of wholeness.
Which I think is much more difficult, and I find myself in this a lot, that a person doesn't believe when he hears that his friend is impressed by the greatness of the Creator, and he doesn't believe this. He doesn't believe that the friend is saying the truth. What is the advice? At that moment that you don't believe what the friend said.
Accept it above reason. Say that the friend does feel he is in a state where he feels the Creator, and he appreciates it.
I know that we say that they have eyes and see not. We don't need. In any case, the corporeal eyes do see. I don't want to paint a picture, but we know that we can picture to ourselves a friend saying, so you can talk about the importance of the morning lesson and then not come. So how can you justify that above reason? How can you work with that?
Because he speaks during a moment where he does have importance. I'm not saying that he's lying. He has importance. He says from the wholeheartedly that at that moment there's nothing more important than coming to the morning lesson, sitting with everyone, and trying to make efforts to attain the Creator. He says it wholeheartedly, correctly. Later, he comes out of this feeling, it stops shining to him, and he falls.
That helped a lot. On that point where the friend speaks, he says the truth.
He speaks the truth.
And to hear it, to adhere to that above reason, and he keeps the rabbi's advice by doing so. The question is, where does Abraham get the force of overcoming in the difficult state he's in, where he went to a higher degree, and Abraham told him, don't do it, and his friend told him to do it. Where does he get the forces to go to that higher degree?
From an illumination he received. There's no other possibility. He receives an illumination from above.
And
with it, he can make it. No person, no created being, and Abraham included, with all of his greatness, We're all created beings. We're all results of the measure of influence or bestowal of the Creator on each and every one.
How can we, in practice, Mamre and they were both people who appreciated Abraham. So how do we make the decision to overcome? Surely he was over 90 years old. He was an old person. So where did he get that force from?
To the extent he was adhered to the Creator, he was happy for his decision.
Meaning, there are states where, despite a person seeing that he has difficulties in executing it, but above reason, he has the hope to be able
to the extent that he's cleaved to the Creator.
We deal with that.
I didn't understand the question.
In relation to a friend who states that he's going to do something, then we need to... Let's say I state I'm going to do something toward the friends, and in the next moment I'm not going to feel that I want to do it, but I stated I'm going to do it, so I need to do it.
You're not responsible for it.
What do you mean?
Each and every moment we receive a new state, and we have no way of remaining in the previous state, whether we like it or not.
So where is my responsibility toward the friends? Because I bring them to despair by doing so.
They need to know that just like you are holding on to a certain moment, they are with you there together.
So what is Arvut?
Arvut.
Arvut, mutual guarantee, is a problem.
To
the extent that together we are guarantors to one another, we, to that extent we can hold each other up.
So I want to return to the question again. I committed to do something toward the friends. I will try to do everything in my power to hold that commitment. You say that at a certain point I didn't feel like I should do that and then I stopped it, so what, I should not do all the efforts to hold up to it?
You can make all the efforts, but you might not be able to reach the state you were in back then. Because each and every moment a person is a new person.
You say that you can do it. The question is, a person who said he was going to do something, that does he need to do everything in his power to do it because the friends expect that from him, because then he lowers them. The moment a friend says he's going to do something and then he doesn't do it, it creates an expectation among the friends and then he doesn't do it. So if he, despite his difficulties, in any case he does it or requests help to do it and said, look, you know, I asked you, please help me. So then that raises the friends, it gives them forces. So there's a responsibility here toward the society. He can't just say that I felt different and I didn't do it. It's a lack of responsibility.
It's not irresponsibility, it is the person. That's why we always add, God willing, or the help of the Creator.
Now another point. If, is it worthwhile before a friend declares something that he checks himself?
He can't. It doesn't matter if he checks himself or not. But based on what can he check himself? Next moment he's going to be in a different world.
So why should I declare something before everyone and the next moment I can change?
Everybody understands. Everybody understands that these are the states we are going through.
So maybe at least before a person declares something and commits to something, he should think.
What good will it do?
That he shouldn't declare what he wants to declare. Oh, you say that you can't know in advance any case.
Of course.
I understand.
That's why only adhesion in the 10 The ten that is trying to be adhered to the Creator, only that can give them some form of anchor. Correct.
Раб, вот вы несколько раз сегодня сказали войти в Творца. Нужно войти в Творца через товарища, через десятку.
You said a few times this expression that where we need to enter the Creator through the friends, through the ten. What does it mean to enter the Creator?
To connect to the Creator through the ten.
Все вместе собираемся и подключаемся.
How do we connect to the Creator through the ten?
You gather, all of us together, we connect.
Now we're all together, we're sitting in a lesson.
Достичь такого состояния, когда вы все вместе желаете быть вместе и в то же время с Творцом.
So, if all of you together are in the lesson, attain such a state where all of you want to be together and together with the Creator. Okay.
How can we feel and the blessing of the Creator in the ten?
Again?
Repeat, please.
How can we feel the blessing of the Creator in the ten?
By feeling ourselves coming closer to one another and being in the same thoughts, desires, goals. That's how we feel ourselves, that's how we determine ourselves, and from that we could all turn to the Creator and ask for a certain spiritual state, an ascent, connection, adhesion in Him, and so on and so forth.
Mark.
Рав, а что значит для нас бояться правильно и благодарности?
What does it mean for us? The correct fear and correct gratitude.
Repeat, please.
Бояться Творца.
What does it mean for us?
Бояться Творца правильно, я не понял.
To fear the Creator correctly.
Correct fear toward the Creator.
That we have the correct fear toward Him and the right kli, and also gratitude.
You can't.
Fear of the Creator means to try and do everything He's asking of us.
Rav, at the start of the article it says, be very, very humble. What does it mean to be humble in the work, and how can we check if we are being humble?
Humble, lowly, means that he feels himself lower than everyone. He deserves nothing. He's got no strength, no hope. He also doesn't deserve anything. These are all signs of lowliness. A person receives such states in order to awaken him to turn to the Creator. It's not our calculation to make.
What condition do we need to be that the prayer will be heard directly?
It
doesn't depend on us so much. Let's say if we all connect, we all demand, in the tent, there's a good chance of getting it quicker.
Yes.
Because the Creator has to. If there's a tent that's connected, that's well put together, crystallized, and it demands, then we need to feel almost immediately the answer to the prayer.
And
what do I recommend?
Well,
I don't know, maybe we should behave differently. A few soldiers said, you know, shut your mouth what you're doing there in the media. They said, just shut your mouth. We're in the battlefield and you're talking out there. In the media and politics, you continue to devour each other, and we die here on the sanctity of the Creator, as we say. How can you explain it? That our children are there, and here people continue to do the same as they did before. Nothing changes. You're talking about correction, Messiah. How can you explain such a thing? That nothing changes.
Everyone's in this slumber.
Yeah, it doesn't influence.
Everyone's in a slumber, I don't know.
You see a future for this country, for humanity in this country?
I don't see a future for the whole planet.
Oh, to that extent?
So, what should we discuss about the land of Israel?
This change from caring for myself, which is what I am, to the desire to care for the others, is it a gradual change or does it happen at once?
I think that it needs to happen like some explosion inside the society, where in a short frame of time, a tight, short, narrow piece of time, we will come to the understanding, the awareness, the decision that it's impossible to continue that way and we need to invert it.
In the world where I come from, things are measured. Can it be measured how close we are?
No, these are spiritual things. You cannot measure where we are. We don't see them. We only see external changes in the corporeal world. Accordingly, we can depict what there is in the spiritual world.
Thank you.
Well,
most people will agree with what Baal Salem describes. It's a social, economic method. But there are a few rich people with a fortune that they won't agree to make this happen. What will change their minds?
I don't know. I also don't think about them. It's a matter of the revelation of the upper knowledge to a person.
What does that depend on, this change?
Don't ask me, I don't know. I, for myself, am already at least 40 years, I'm expecting changes.
Nobody wants you to get tired of us. With your feeling, what are you expecting to happen? I feel like for a long time now, I'm feeling you very strongly with all the dissemination friends are doing and the study and the exertion. We're on this standby mode.
Yes.
According to what we're reading here, we're expecting a nuclear blow, a hydrogen bomb, God forbid, so something would move in the hearts of people. I personally don't want it to happen. I imagine most humanity doesn't want it to happen. But the need for change is what can move people. What do you feel might realistically happen on our part, our addition? This feeling of standby mode is very strong.
The revelation of the Creator to the created beings in this world. That's what needs to be. And it doesn't depend on us.
We continue to study.
We prepare ourselves, we prepare our small atmosphere. We try to influence the entire world. But what does it mean, the entire world? From all those billions of people, how many are in general capable of accepting these ideas correctly? I don't know what to do. But we need to do what is possible as much as possible.
Okay.
Кармия.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, товарищи. Рав, вот скажите, пожалуйста.
Hello, Rav, friends.
Была корона. Мы закрыли все учебные центры. Потом корона немножко спала.
Мы отказались COVID. От того,
перешли в центр.
Beforehand we closed our... так сказать.
Приехало много товарищей
из границы. Then we didn't go to Arava.
Что нужно расширять стены. Мы расширили.
Started to come to the center. There were many friends.
Были на конгрессе, уезжали уже.
We expanded the walls of our center for our friends.
Сейчас случилась война.
In the congress, the last of them left in the shadow of the sirens of the war.
То есть нету возможности.
The Creator isolated us, Israeli clique, from the rest of the world. Friends cannot come to Israel from the world. Why the Creator positioned us in this way? What is he trying to tell us?
Я знаю, что тот, кто приходит, тот, кто может приехать.
I don't feel that in any way.
Есть у него силы для этого.
I know that someone is capable, who can come, who has the strength for that, so he comes.
Огромный, большой, на всех наших товарищей за границей, но ничего не сделаешь.
That we cannot do a big convention for all of our friends, also from abroad. No, there's nothing we can do. The Creator decides that.
Для чего эта ситуация нам дана? Что нам в этой ситуации сделать, чтобы?
How do you feel it? Why was this given to us? What should we do in this state to change it?
Если между нами
и we can change only within ourselves.
Если между нами изменятся отношения, то тогда изменится все.
If our relations will change, then everything will change.
Thank you.
What?
Rav, עוד שבועיים יש לנו כנס וחברים
בכל העולם. We have a congress and friends from all over the world are organizing various gatherings. Also in Israel, the friends are working hard to prepare the congress. How do you see the congress? How to prepare ourselves more powerfully for it? There's a lot of excitement, a lot of work. I don't know, maybe additional focus.
I don't know. בעוד שבועיים יש לנו
convention we're having in 2 weeks here in Israel and also in many places around the world. We will connect and we will be rewarded with another few steps forward on our path. Could be that this little bit forward each time is that determining step.
We're going to scrutinize more the work between us in the tents. How do you see it happening? How can we prepare ourselves better for it?
A person who does not feel himself connected in the ten, who does not feel that the ten attracts him, or that he is drawn to it, it is really a person with no... It's like a kid who lost his parents. Because only in the ten can he come to adhesion with the Creator, to revelation of the Creator, to the revelation of the upper light upon him, only in such a way. The ten is the vessel. It's like a magnifying glass or something that draws the upper light to the person, and then the person can receive it. And the ten, he needs to find his friends there. That is the greatest thing. It is the greatest thing. There are those who can jump up and shout and sing, and there are those who speak about it very modestly.
But
really, there is nothing greater than the ten who are connected together.
How to scrutinize, perhaps, to come with this thick, dense feeling, my attitude toward the ten. How can each one here see what he can add specifically to that? Is it a personal thing or a matter of the ten?
Both. There are those who live very far away, and perhaps they do not have the means to enter into a constant connection with their ten. But in any case, I think that most of us are somewhat ready to incorporate in the tens and to be awarded with the reforming light. I very much hope that this will happen, that it will in any case happen. I discussed that with Rabash in states that were also quite complex and quite tight. And I saw how much he was full of hope that these things need to carry out precisely in such a way.
No. No,
well, let us hope that that's what will happen.
What kind of preparation each and every ten has to do in order to come to the Congress with seemingly one ten or come out with another ten, but to really to have this sense of novelty, innovation with my ten, with my permanent friends that will come out with a new perception of reality?
That I will feel through my individual ten the whole world clear, so much so that I will suddenly see as if I received this new instrument, like the internet or the radio or the TV, where I received this through the ten, my new connection with all thousands and thousands of people who are in thoughts and yearnings for a new world. And today we already feel that. That before us, a new world needs to appear, and we, on our behalf, need to be worthy of it.
What do I discover in this new instrument?
I reveal that the whole world is in an inclination to that. And that describes, that's from South America through to Alaska, all these places, all the way through to Siberia. We're talking about many people all around the world.
In my 10,
I reveal that it is ready to accept everyone in a warm embrace. That is all. We will see. What to do? I have great hope toward the changes that are coming to our world. And I have this inner joy. Where I have nothing to hide, nothing to close. It'll be good.